produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Thank you for tuning in to Love Your Making. I am Dr. V, yours truly. And remember, this is a leader-to-leader Stage Cup conversation. We endeavor in 2022 to cause you to have a new perspective on love, life, and leadership. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father. We magnify your name this day. We thank you for being so good to us, so merciful to us. We thank you for choosing us. We thank you, Lord God, that not only did you choose us, but you made a commitment to back us. For Father, in you we live and move and we have our being, and nothing we can do well, especially leadership, without you. Lord God, we are like Jesus. He said, I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see the Father do. Father God, we come to do the will of him who sent us. And you are the one who sent us. And so thank you for sending us. Thank you for backing us. Most of all, Father God, thank you for loving us. And you love us beyond our faults. And we thank you for that, especially. Now, Father, as we endeavor to come together and sip together on some of your word today and to become better leaders. You've already told us that iron sharpens iron, but we know that the iron inside of us is that leading, that guiding of the Holy Spirit, that wisdom he drops, and we heed and we live and we lead by. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives today, and thank you for loving us through him. Now, Father, everyone that hears live or archive, bless them beyond measure. We know that you will, and we know that you can. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I'm going to give probably a title to this teaching at the very end. This time we have together to sip, so bear with me. But I do want you to pen down a couple of scriptures. First one, John 7:24. And then the second one, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, and we're going to hang around there in a few scriptures, mainly probably the 6th through the 16th verse. of Deuteronomy. I'm going to be in a New King James Version when I go to Deuteronomy, but the scripture in John is going to come from the NIV Version. I'm going to read a brief devotion, and we're going to talk about that a little bit and move forward. Okay, you with me? Amen. Glory. This devotional came from a book that says, it's titled 100 Days of Believing Bigger. It's a journal devotional by a beautiful sister, Mashawn Evans Daniels. And on day 38, she talked about false Goliaths. And she used this scripture, and it really captured my attention, and I thought it would bless us today. John chapter 7, verse 24, NIV says, stop judging by mere appearance, but instead judge correctly. Remember the story of David and Goliath? That was a personal battle. Not because the two knew each other or were close friends, they weren't, but because they were in close proximity to each other. The battle was about something larger than both of them. However, the unique thing God showed us is how close the two were in terms of space and physical proximity. Sometimes it is those closest to us that seem to hurt us the most. Betrayal, rejection, disappointment, it all stings. Know that God doesn't bless a mess. He doesn't bless messy objectives. And he doesn't bless your need, nor someone else's need, to be right and prove someone wrong. The battle isn't about the battle. It's about something bigger. Goliath was called a giant because of his size, but he wasn't easily taken out because he lacked substance. Don't let something that seems big cause you to forget who you are, whose you are, and the spiritual DNA you possess. To be a physical giant is far less important than being a spiritual giant. A spiritual giant is someone in whom God's might and power flows. Spiritual giants are extensions of God's hands and heart. No one is immune from trouble. In fact, we are guaranteed to have it. But we must also remember that God has already overcome every obstacle we could face. Don't let a visible giant stop you from seeing the unseen hand of God at work in your life. Things aren't always as they seem. And so that was the devotion about false Goliaths. Why did it touch me so much, and why did I want to bring it to you today? I believe as leaders, even before we put on our leadership cap, coat, cloak, garment, gown, whatever we put on, mantle, whatever we put on to go out and face our giants. And we do have giants to face every day in our personal lives, in our lives as leaders, whether you're a manager in the marketplace or whether you're a pastor of a mega church or a pastor of a small storefront church, or you're just a pastor in your home, whatever it is, we always face some giant, something that looks bigger than us and something that we have to call upon our measure of faith, plus ask God for some more, right, to face those giants. And so David facing the Goliath, he didn't regard his size. This is what he did. Remember what he did? He remembered and he called to account when God caused him to slay a bear and a lion, which were bigger than he was, I'm sure, more ferocious, could have eaten him alive. Those were the giants that he'd already slain. So that when he came against this giant Philistine, he says, is this not a cause? This giant is coming against God's people. And so he rallied around that cause, and we believe that fear gave way to faith, and he used what God had given him. Amen. And it didn't take but one sling of that, right? And the giant was down, and not only did he just suffer the giant to fall, but he went and he cut his head off. And that's what we have to do a lot of times in life when we're faced with something bigger and we slay them with our faith and with our action and with our believing that God is backing us. Then we want to make sure that they don't get back up again, so we cut the head off of it. So I thought that that was a great devotional for us to start out with. Then I want to go quickly to this because I think it can link in. You just follow me. Deuteronomy chapter 7. In the New King James Version, and I'm going to be reading from the Experiencing God Study Bible. Okay, chapter 7, here we go. I'm going to start at verse 6. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples of the face of the earth. I want you to underline that word chosen because we're going to go back to that. The Lord did not set his love, underline set his love, on you, nor because you were more in number than any other people. Not because you were more in number, back to David's story, nor because you were big enough or bigger than the giant, but actually you were not. And so he says here in verse 7, he says, I'm going to read that again. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, but you were the least of all people. But because the Lord loves you, please underline that twice, because the Lord, what? Loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to who? Your fathers. The Lord has brought you out with a what? Mighty hand, and redeem you from the house of bondage, unlined bondage, because we don't want to have that, right? From the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Verse 9, therefore, listen, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for how many? Underline this, 1,000 generations with those who what? Underline this, who love him. Who love him, say it with me, who love him and keep what? His commandments. Who love him and keep his commandments. And verse 10, he repays those who hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment, the statutes, the judgments, which I command you today to observe them. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. There's so much in this part. I'm going to get down to 16, like I told you, but there's so much in this part that I want us to really chew on. Listen, David was not chosen because he was physically big enough to slay the giant. That's not. And when you say, well, the scripture doesn't say over in John that David was chosen, they said he kind of volunteered. He came up to see what all the ruckus about and see why everybody was quivering in their boots, shivering in their boots, and he wanted to know why. He said, and then when he realized the story and he realized how he was going to be rewarded, something came up in David. He volunteered. He said, I can handle this business. I remember I've already done greater things. This giant is nothing compared to what I've already experienced that's there. And so David went about seeing himself fully able to take the giant down. But here in Deuteronomy 7, God says this, I chose you, not because you were more in number, but you are a special treasure. I believe, did scripture glean from my commentary, what I looked at, I believe that David was a special treasure to God. God said it when he said, David is what? A man after what? My own heart. David was a worshiper. David was a warrior. David had flaws. David had weaknesses. David sinned, but yet his heart was after God. He said, listen, God, search me. If there's anything in me that's not like you, purge it out. So David had that close relationship with the Lord. Amen. Proximity. David had a close relationship with the Lord. Listen, you can have a close relationship with a giant in your life. It could be in your house. It could be on your job. It could be in your church. It could be inside of you, that giant. But you have a closer relationship with the God who chose you, the God who thinks of you as his special treasure. Come on now. God is not a man that he should lie. He said, I love those who love me. Amen. And when he said his love, He said, I set my love on you, not because you were more in number and than any other people, but you were the least of all the people. Come on. But because the Lord, I chose to what? I love you. And because I would keep the oath that I swore to your fathers, and I brought you out with a mighty hand to redeem you. Listen, when God says he loves you, he backs up his love with what? Action. That's the kind of God he is. And guess what? He expects us to do the same. If we say we love him, then back it up with action. You know, follow his commandments, follow his statutes, you know, do what he said do, how he said do it, when he said do it, because he said do it, right? Like our mama said, listen, you're going to do what I say. So the other part of that is that we become closer in proximity to God, I believe, when we love his commandments, when we love his statutes, when we trust him, when we trust his wisdom, when we have our faith in the middle of his faith, when we lean into him, as they would say, when we run after him, when we desire to be with him, when we desire to hear what he has to say first, and let that trump what we think. Come on. And so the God is close to us. We're his peculiar treasure, but it is our responsibility to stay close to him. This word proximity in the devotional that I read you is very important. It's so important. Now, the giants are going to come and invade our territory. Like I said, the giant is going to either be in us. It's going to mask itself as doubt and fear, or it's going to be in our house. It's going to mask itself as chaos and confusion that's there, trying to disrupt good and wholesome relationships with our spouses, our children, with our extended family. Come on, we need to get together as a family. We live in a country, I don't know where you're listening from now, but we live in a country that's being torn apart from the seams because people ain't loving, they hating. Racism and classism and sexism and economicism, whatever it is, all of that is rampant. And then we have leaders who are being deceived every day, and that deception, they're trickling it down to those that they lead. And so one big giant I know here in America is the spirit of deception. That's a giant. And so how do we handle that giant? We get closer to the Lord, who knows how to expose the darkness, knows how to uncover the deceit, knows how to bring it down in our own hearts and in the hearts of men and in the hearts of people that we lead and the people that we have to contend with in the community. That God that we stay close to, that we listen to, that we get our wisdom from, and we heed that wisdom, staying close to him, he will put a hedge of protection, a wall of protection around us so that the enemy cannot even get to us, but we can rain assault and come out of bondage and get great deliverance because we hide ourselves in the will and the way of the Lord. We hide ourselves, oh God, in the wisdom of the Father. And we stand up and we say what the Father say, huh? Like Jesus said, and we do what the Father do. Come on. That proximity to God trumps the proximity that we have to any giant in our lives. And so even though the giant is going to come close, because we're closer to God, we have victory over the giant. God will give us a smooth stone that we need to take him down, and a sword as well. Come on, in the spiritual realm, we have more power than we are accessing. And I'm saying that as leaders, make this your first choice of business. Make this first your main thrust and your initial thrust. And as the Bible says, first ye what? Seek the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness, and all other things will do what? They'll be added unto you. So I'm encouraging you today as leaders, listen, check your proximity. Okay, I'm thinking I'm getting the title of it now. Check your proximity. Giants are going to always be what? Near, but God is closer. God is closer. The Bible said this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and did what? Delivered him from what? All of his destructions. Amen. Listen, when there's time for battle, many times we would see David consulting God. Shall I go up? Joshua, shall I go up? Moses, shall we proceed? No, we're not going to go unless you go with us. Huh? Come on. Moses commanded God, listen, I'm not going, God, unless you go with me. Amen. And so they were led by a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. And so listen, if you place a demand on God's presence in your life, you will not be disappointed. As a leader, God will be there. If you place a demand on God for his wisdom by asking, just asking. He says, if you lack wisdom, ask me. I give it liberally. Because God is just as closer as a heartbeat away. Let the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable unto you, O Lord, O my God, my strength and what? My Redeemer. God is so close. He's as close as a whisper. He's as close as a thought. I know your thoughts from afar off, the Lord say. There's no place that you can go that I can't find you. Even if you make your bed in hell, what? I am there. But remember, I want you to remember this today, leaders. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a special treasure of the Lord. You're not the biggest, but you are a spiritual giant in God based on your proximity to him. I want you to get closer to the Lord in prayer. I want you to get closer to the Lord indeed. I want you to get closer to the Lord by being built up in his wisdom and desiring his wisdom, desiring to walk in the light that he's given you, desiring to glorify him, to magnify him, to worship him. Listen, the Bible says that 7 times a day, the saints in the sanctuary cry glory. Cry glory. That is a war cry. That is a cry. Say, God, I give you you are preeminent. You're the biggest thing in my universe. Amen. You're the one that I seek for. Listen, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and I do too as a leader. Listen, I'm closer to God now than I've ever been. And the giants in my life, and I can name some of them unashamedly, some giants of finances, some giants of debt, some days I wake up and this physical body ain't what I want it to be. But I bless the Lord anyway, every step that I take. God, you give me strength to move. You are bigger than arthritis. You're bigger than diabetes. You're bigger than high blood pressure. God, I've leaned on you to be my medicine. You've been my medicine. You've been my keep. I am your special treasure, and you're here for me. You're closer to me. You're closer to me than I've ever thought you could possibly be. And yet, God, I still reach out to you. I reach out to you. When do I need you? All the time, 24/7. That's what leaders, you got to get that and be okay with that. Be okay with being right here. Like the one who loved Jesus, lean into God's chest. Amen. Lean on him. Depend on him. Don't want to do this season without him. I posted that the other day. God, I do not want to do one season without you. Whether it's the season of fall, where things seem to be falling off and changing, God, I want to be close to you. In the spring, when it's getting warmer and everything seems to be coming up roses, yet I still need to be close to you because I do not want to get distracted. I don't want to get to be deceived. I don't want to be taken advantage of. I don't want to be lackadaisical. That's there. Lackluster in my serve with you. I don't want to be slowful. I don't want to be a glutton. I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be a thief. I don't want to be a robber. I don't want to be an adulteress. I don't want to walk in unforgiveness. I want to walk in love and peace. Amen. I want to open up my mouth like Job did, and wisdom comes out. Amen. Glory to God. These are the things that I desire in you, and I cannot desire them even any stronger than I can be as close to you, moving toward you, being led by you, opening my mouth, expecting you to speak through me, depending on you to be my rear guard, God. All of those things. Father, we just thank you today that as there are giants like Goliath all in our lives, that giant is not as close to us as you are to us. In fact, you're between me and the giants in my life, and I reach you first. And Father, when they come after me, they have to come through the wall that you have put before me to protect me, and I know I'm safe in you. I know a weapon will form, but it will not prosper. Why? Because of my proximity to you. because I remember always that I'm a special treasure and that you have set your love upon me and you make your wisdom available to me. You make your peace available to me. Jesus said, my peace I leave you, not as the world giveth, I give to you. I really have come to understand that I have so much in me that is a threat to the enemy that he could possibly know. And that is the presence of your Holy Spirit inside me. That little voice behind my ear telling me what? To go this way or that way, to do this or that. Listen, listen. Listen, Father God, if we listen to the Holy Spirit, he will let us know on a daily, on a regular, just how much you love us. Amen. So, Father, thank you for being bigger than any Goliath in our lives. Thank you for sending your love upon us. Thank you for reminding us that we are your special treasure. Thank you for keeping the covenant you made with our forefathers, even through 1,000 generations that's there. Thank you for delivering us out of all the Egypts that we put ourselves in from time to time. Thank you, Father God, that we have love and liberty and freedom in you. In Jesus' name, we have all these things. Amen. Glory to God. This has been Dr. V. I am the conduit for which love you're making comes from, which is really a love letter from God. It's a sip conversation we have with him and the Holy Spirit with you. And I am so honored to be that conduit. Now, leaders, no matter where you are, have a new perspective on life. Hey, God said he came and we have might have life and have that more abundantly. On love, God says that God is love and that we have not loved him until we what? Love the brethren. And so listen, on leadership, don't leave home without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Don't leave in the marketplace. Don't leave in the church house. Don't leave in your community. Don't leave inside of yourself without knowing that you're following the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, which is bigger than any giant where in your life. See you next time. I love you dearly. God bless. Dr. V.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. 850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Vanita DeReese with Create Your Own You. And as I always say, become the person who you want to be and not what others want us to be. Because there are so many times we always take the direction of what others want, where others want us to be at, and that's not something that we want to fulfill personally. So always choose to do what you want and be the leader and not the follower. So I am so happy to be back on with you guys tonight, this evening, the morning, depending on what side of the world you are on, because we are worldwide. I hope everything is going extremely, extremely well, given what's going on with the world and all the different crises we have. But Just believe, if you woke up on this side of the grass, you are doing very well, no matter what is going on throughout the day. Always, always think of something positive in the day that's going to make you happy. Today, I do have a special guest on the line. Her name is Lisa Stringer Bailey. She is the owner of Triple M Money Management Matters. Over the past few days, she has been doing Facebook Lives called Money Matters, so she knows where to put your money at, what to do with your money, and how not to throw your money away. She's also an author of You Have No Idea the Hell I've Been Through. That was a collaboration book she did with a couple of other females, and it was it's a really, really nice book. So if you haven't got that book, at the end she'll probably tell you how you can get it. I have a friend that's also in that particular book too. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, going well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you can get on the show tonight. I know it was short notice, but you know, when it's time to do business, it's time to do business. You know,
absolutely.
You know, we kind of block out time when it's, you know, things of importance come up. So now with the money matter, what is the objective you're trying to get people to understand when it comes to their money?
Okay, well, Money Management Matters, my company, was formed out of a passion and a purpose from me and from God that says our people need to do better with their money and use it in a more fulfilling direction, and living, a lot of people that's living paycheck to paycheck or feeling stressed or full of anxiety or full of worry, it's not how God wants us to live here on earth. So, and it starts with our resources. We got to remember that what we have really have come from God. And money is part of our resources, so money is what we're using, not necessarily in a bad way, but not in the correct way. And it's leaving us, you know, less than. It's leaving us worried at night. It's leaving us working paycheck to paycheck, as they say. And we're not saving money as we should. For example, this whole pandemic that came upon us, nobody knew about it. It has, you know, caught us off guard, and a lot of people that has lost their jobs, guess what? They had no money set aside to fall back on in a savings account or anything to hold them up. So a lot of people are losing their home, you know. They don't have food to eat. They can't pay their utilities. It's just a sad situation, and Money Matters is came about just to get people thinking differently about their money and get them thinking more on the side of saving instead of spending.
Right, and I totally, totally agree with you as far as this pandemic. You know, that's just something that came up. And that's the thing I used to always tell people, that you should have some type of resources put away for any type of an emergency account. I always tell people to start off with $1,000 and then build from there. So is that something you would agree to?
Yes, absolutely. Especially right now, you want to start out small. And if it don't even have to be $1,000. If you can get $500 placed somewhere out of your sight, out of your mind, something that you know you will have, that's a good start. But just keep putting it in there. Keep putting it in there. It don't matter how small the amount. You can put a dollar in there. Whatever specific amount you have left over after you paying your bills and expenses, that needs to go into a savings account instead of going, you know, somewhere that we really don't need. You know, one of those expenses that we just a luxury. Yes, you know, like a coffee or a Starbucks or going out to eat and things like that. Instead, put it into that savings account until you have $1,000 saved. And then after that, you want to think more, like, I need to have at least 3 months' worth of income saved in a savings account. That's your ultimate goal, 3 to 6 months. But, of course, start small. Start at 1,000. That's a great starting point.
Okay, that's great, great. You know, I always say pay yourself first. What do you think about that? Because I know when I get paid, I take my cut off the top and then I pay my bills because I want to make sure that I am actually taking money out for myself before I start to spend anything to put into a savings account, investment account, IRA, things of those natures, just to make sure that I'm, and when I say that is, you know, when you get paid, have an automatic deduction coming out your check where you don't even notice it. It's going to like a whole separate bank account. Do you think people should also have something like that set up?
Absolutely. That is a perfect idea. I do that myself. Once you already have it automated coming out of your paycheck every pay period, you don't even think about it. So it's gone. It's somewhere in a different account that you can't even get to, don't even have a debit card for it. Okay? That's a good idea to pay yourself first, and you can use that account as your emergency savings account if you want to, or you can use it as, a future goal that you have, a down payment on a home, or your children's college education, whatever. But as long as it's out of your sight, perfect.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, the bank that I have my money goes to is quite funny because it's not even near me.
Right.
So in order for me to even go get some money, I have to drive out to the bank and get it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's outside my city. So it's one of them things like I did a double whammy, like it's coming out my check and the bank is not near me.
That's exactly right, because it's going to also give you a chance to think twice before you say, oh, well, I got this little money to the side. I might can use that for this little expense I'm thinking about doing. You're going to think twice about it because you got to go some extra steps or some extra miles to get to that money.
Right, exactly. So you said you started this out of a passion. Is it something personally that you dealt with, or are you just saying on the masses that people needed to learn about their money management and, you know, how to handle it?
Right. It's a little bit of both. First of all, I did have something personal happen in my life. Over my lifetime, I have had several financial issues myself that I had to learn from and grow from. But the particular thing that happened that got me to start my business is my sister passed away at a very young age, unexpectedly, and her money matters was not in order when she passed away. Particularly, she did not have life insurance policy. So that left the family under a lot of stress and strain and trying to figure out what to do with all her possessions. And she had a home, and the home wasn't covered. So we lost the home, and her children had nothing to fall back on. So when I saw that happen, I was like, this cannot happen to another family because it's very devastating for the family. And it just made me realize that there's a lot of families out there that is not properly covered in life insurance. So one thing, because that is my specialty. I'm a licensed life insurance agent. But then a lot of people would tell me they can't afford a life insurance policy because their money is all over the place. They don't know where their money goes. They feel like they can't afford it. So as a money manager, I show people where they can afford it. Once I take a look at what they're spending their money on, I'd be like, well, you can deduct this and deduct this and deduct this, and you will have money for a sufficient life insurance policy to cover your family.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing. There's so many people that, you know, that's not covered. And like you said, they feel like they can't afford it. But when somebody said they can't afford it to me, and I see a pair of brand new sneakers on your feet that you possibly paid $150 for, I say, well, how can you afford them sneakers on your feet? You know, you have to. You know, sometimes what people don't put value on themselves, they put value on other things. Just like I was explaining to somebody the other day, as far as like, you know, I do credit repair. So I was explaining to them, you know, I have a credit monitoring system, and, you know, I pay $30 a month for it. And mm-hmm. they said, just for somebody to monitor your credit? I said, no, just for me to have a sense of mind knowing that if something goes wrong with my credit, they're going to send me an alert immediately. I said, anything fraudulent happens, I hire their lawyer. I said, mm-hmm. so do you got cable? They was like, yeah. So cable mm-hmm. was more important than something that's attached to your Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. And when you say it like that, they'd be like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It's like a light bulb that go off. And right. I think so many of us, we don't put the value on us personally, but the things, you know, that I can grab, that I call it the glitter and gold effect. You know, I got to have this. I got to have uh-huh. the latest this. I got to have the newest this. I got to uh-huh. have this. Got to have that. And then, you know, once you sit there and think about it, you spent so much money when you could have spent that on some type of a life insurance policy or some type of an investment account, you know, something that
absolutely.
Is going to be beneficial to you.
Absolutely.
So, I love what you're doing because so many people just don't understand it until you really break it down and say, hey, over here in this, I mean, in your budget, you said you get coffee twice a
uh-huh.
day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're paying $10 a day for coffee. That's
right.
like a $400 budget a month.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this book. I don't know if you actually ever read it. It is called, I did one of my radio shows on it. It is called The Latte Factor by David Botch.
Mm-mm,
and it talks about a young girl. I think she's like in her middle 20s. On
mm-hmm.
how she can't afford nothing, but she buys Starbucks every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. yeah, it's a really, really good book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I was sitting up there reading, and I'm like, oh, yep, I know people mm-hmm. like that, yep. So
yeah.
once she at the lunch, you know, she totaled up her Starbucks, I believe it. Yeah, I think it was a Starbucks. She totaled it up for like a year and a half, and she spends, I mean, when I say thousands and thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm.
that's where her money was at, so she stopped.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the predicament that a lot of us are in, and we
yeah.
just don't realize it. And it's like what you said, we don't value our own life, but we would value a material thing
mm-hmm.
that don't have any value at all after you
right.
purchase it. Like those shoes you mentioned, no value after you purchase it, okay? So I think, too, and I try to tell my customers and clients that it's a mindset shift, okay? We've been thinking all our lives that we need a material thing to give value to ourselves or to appear a certain way. But when in reality we need to be thinking, we need to value ourselves, okay? And that's what we really need is an inside value, a value of our human life, not a materialistic thing that's going to, you know, go away
right.
at any time.
Yeah.
So
and
I think
funny.
It's a mindset shift for sure.
It's definitely a mind shift. The thing about that is I'm so grateful for my mom, the way she raised us, because she raised us not to be materialistic. And,
mm.
you know, you don't have to have the latest this, and you don't have to have
uh-huh.
the new this and the new that. I mean, growing
uh-huh.
up, we had, you know, she brought clothes for just enough. Okay,
uh-huh.
throw it in the washing machine at the end of the week, wear it again next week. You know, it wasn't buying 30 pairs of pants and 20
uh-huh.
shirts and things of that nature because
uh-huh.
she wanted us to grow up knowing, okay, materialistic items are not important. You know,
uh-huh.
other things as you grow up will be important. You'll learn that as you go. So, you know,
uh-huh.
I try to teach that to my nieces and nephews now, which, you know, a lot of them, you know, my nieces and nephews, they pretty much know, don't come in here talking about the latest this and the latest that, because I don't want to hear
uh-huh.
it. And, you know,
uh-huh.
so they pretty much know. But, yeah, the way my mind, if we wanted something for, you know, we seen it at the store and we wanted it, it wasn't like the gimme syndrome that they have today. You know,
uh-huh.
that, you know, the kids go to the store, the parents just buy it. Back then,
uh-huh.
you know, we wanted it. We may not have got it for 3 to 6 months later, but
uh-huh.
we got it.
mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's unfortunately, that's the world we're living in right now. We're living in a materialistic world that's promoted all over the airways, now on our cell phones, and every kid got a cell phone, so they want what every other kid has. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So what was your, when did you, like, put this in place, this whole triple money management? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this about 3 years. Since mm-hmm. my sister passed away in 2016, and I was so distraught. Like I said, our family went through a lot dealing with that. And I did a lot of prayer, a lot of asking God, what should I do? And he laid this on my heart. Now, I have been in the financial industry all my life. I've been in banking. I was a bank teller and worked my way up to the branch manager. And then after 17 years in banking, I decided I wanted to go back to school, got my master's in accounting and finance because I wanted to do more accounting work. So when I first started my business, I thought it would be a bookkeeping business because I did a little bookkeeping on the side here and there, but I didn't see that grow, and I wasn't really getting the passion out of that. So I went back to prayer and asked, Lord, you gave me this name, Triple M Money Management Matters, but I'm not feeling the passion for it. And that's when he gave me life insurance. He said, no, I gave it to you for life insurance because I need you to make sure everybody is covered and not leaving their family in distress. And that's in the Bible. I don't know the verse right now, but it is in the Bible about leaving inheritance for your children's children or leaving your widow taken care of. It's in the Bible. That's what we're supposed to do while we're here on earth. So he gave me life insurance, went through the whole training of the life insurance and got my license, and now this business has really been flourishing, especially since the pandemic of 2020. So, you know, it's just a whole awakening now that it's more prevalent now, the reason why we need this.
Right, right, exactly. It's funny because I'm studying for my life insurance now. I should be done with it by now, but with not being able to go to pre-licensing, without being able to go to pre-licensing class, you know, in person, taking it over taking it online is just taking me a little bit more time to do.
Yeah, and it ain't no joke. I mean, it's serious money studies about the way money works and, you know, the policies and the procedures and the laws and the regulations. It's no joke, but it's a serious situation that a lot of people need to be, you know, have this product in their families and in their money plans and in their budgets. Seriously.
Right, right. Exactly. So if somebody wanted to start a budget, what would you tell them to start with?
I like to tell people just to make some time. Right now, everybody is so busy. Everybody is working many hours a day, 7 days a week. But I tell people, you have got to put some value on your time. You have had to take some time to spend with your money, okay? It's almost like a date. I did a Facebook Live on that. Have you made a date with your money? Because if you're not sitting down with a pencil and a pad or a Excel spreadsheet or even an online app for our younger folks who don't want to do nothing but technology, get on that. You know, you're going to input your numbers, how much money you got coming in. You want to, and I would start with your gross amount of money that you got coming in. Put that in first, not your net, because you really need to see exactly how much money you're starting with, how much money's going out for health insurance, how much money going out for taxes, how much going out for retirement, 401k, if you have that. Every single item that you got coming out of your pay needs to be on this budget. And I'm talking about from those top things all the way down to that latte or that Starbucks coffee that you're purchasing. Every single dime needs a place. And it's up to you in your budget, in your time with your money, to tell that money where to go, okay? Because let me tell you, if you don't sit down with your money and tell it where to go, your money is going all over town, and you don't know where it's at. So I don't know how many times I have heard people say, I don't know where all my money went. What?
Mm-hmm. Right,
well,
right.
You got a budget? Are you spending any time with your money?
Right. So that's, you hear, that's and you hear it so much, so fun. Much. Yeah, I did a show about that, too. It was called Assigning Your Money.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have got to do. A lot of people don't do that. It's an old, right now, if you remember me coming from the banking industry, I remember the ledgers. We used to give out ledgers all the time
right.
to customers that kept track of their money. And the people that we did give it to, which is an older generation, they had money in the bank. Let me just tell you, these are people with money. Now, people without money, you tell them, give them a ledger, they ask, what's this for? They're mm-hmm. like, what is this? And toss it in the trash. They don't know nothing about writing down the money they got coming in and writing down the money that they got going out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're in the predicament we are today. We're living paycheck to paycheck, and we're not taking affording ourselves a simple, necessary life insurance policy to cover our life and our family's life. So,
right. And it's yeah. funny because I'm still old school. When my bills come in the mailbox, I stack them in the pile, and then mm-hmm. a week or two before I have to pay them, I've got a notebook. I write everything down. I open the envelopes up. Electric bill, $75. Mm-hmm. Gas bill, $85. Mm-hmm. And I write it all down. But that's something mm-hmm. my mom taught me, though. I mean, yeah, with mm-hmm. new technology, I could just, zip it through the bank and just look at the calculations. That's cool. But actually, when you like you said, sit down mm-hmm. and write it out, it mm-hmm. gives you a different perspective of your money.
Absolutely.
Because you're looking at it now. You're writing it and you're looking at it. So mm-hmm. that also helps with what you were saying earlier in regards to the money mind shift,
Because you can see it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What your eyes see is different from what your mind sees.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just have it in your head. So you just have in your head that it ain't working. It's not going to pan out. So
right.
once you lay your eyeballs on it, that, when it pans out, and like you said, gives a different, whole different perspective.
Yep, it totally does. And like I said, if more and more people did sit down and just write their bills out, they mm-hmm. would be in a better position than what they are now. Because like you said, old mm-hmm. school people, you give them a checkbook, they're like, oh, I got mm-hmm. this much. Oh, I can't spend nothing else till next week or 2 weeks because mm-hmm. I got this much money. But what everybody mm-hmm. just hears, you go to debit card. They're
mm-hmm.
not looking at a balance. They're not looking at nothing. Mm-hmm. They just know they get paid again next Friday. That's what they know.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. And that's why we in the predicament we in. So that's one of my missions is to change people's mind about how they think about their money.
Yeah, I'm right with you. I'm so mm-hmm. with you because mm-hmm. I've been since this whole thing of sitting in the house and COVID I was getting into the financial industry about like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was working. Then when this happened, mm-hmm. I ended up like, okay, let me do the credit and financial stuff now. And
mm-hmm.
Why I got the time to do it. So
it.
With you with all of that, and I think we need more people. We need some more soldiers to help us do this,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, we can't – there's not enough of us out here spreading the word on
right.
how to manage your money and how to maintain it. I always say you make money, mm-hmm. you manage money, and you multiply it. Those are my three M's,
mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's not make money and throw it away. You
That's
have to
right.
make the money, and then you have to manage it.
You got to manage it.
You have to manage
yep.
it. But
yep.
you also want to figure out ways to multiply it, and that's where you come in with the investments and life insurance, things
exactly.
Like that. So you have
yep.
to have those three M's in consideration when, thinking about your money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I am proud of you. I'm so glad there's somebody else out there helping with this financial crisis we got going on and getting
yeah.
people to understand to not just buy everything,
Uh-huh.
It's funny because people see me and they were like, you still got that car? I've been driving the same car since 2011, and it's a 2009 car.
That's all right, honey. That's all right.
But I don't have a car, no.
Okay. And to tell the truth, some of the richest people in this world is driving older cars.
Yes, they are. Yes.
I mean, I can't name them, but, hey, Google it. There's some people out there, and you wouldn't even know they millionaires.
Listen, a lot of them are. A lot of them have just plain Fords in their driveway.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
You'll be surprised, like, what? Really?
Yeah, it's a book out there called The Millionaire Next Door. That's it right there. You don't even know they're a millionaire.
Listen, I got that on my wall.
They know how to manage their money.
Listen, I got it on my wall. Like, I want to be the millionaire next door. You won't even know, but I am.
That's it. That's where we need to be.
Right. Well, I do want to thank you for your time. Tell everybody how they can contact you, what's your social media handles, or, you know, have books out. You know, let them know how to get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, I am on Facebook as Lisa Stringer Bailey. It's my personal page. You can always friend me or DM me there. Facebook as well. My business name is Triple M Money Management Matters. Then I have my IG Instagram page is Money Matters. Wait a minute. Manage Money Matters is on IG, Manage Money Matters, because my other name was taken. Then you can always schedule a free consultation with me. I do not charge to speak to someone for an hour consultation. We can talk about your financial situation. You can ask me questions. I can see how I can help you, and I can set you up with a financial needs analysis where we can see where we can find some money for a life insurance policy if you do not have one. My schedule link is www.bit.ly.com/moneymoment. That's my scheduler. You can schedule a consultation with me there, private message, DM me, and I will get back with you within 24 hours.
Okay, so you guys have all her information. Please reach out to her, especially if you have money questions, what to do with your money, where to put your money. She will set you straight. I am going to sign off until next time. This is Vanita DeRees with Lisa Stringer Bailey, and I will see you guys in another week and a half. Peace and blessings to everyone. Good morning, good night, enjoy.
Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.